This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, just head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You know the drill. You know how to get up there. You know what to do, obviously. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. Nice and relaxing. Some of you who are on my Facebook page, you know that Tammy became a grandmother for like the fifth time. And I'm not so much there. I'm going to catch up later. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hope you had a great resurrection weekend. It's my personal opinion. That's what I prefer to call it. Anyway, hope you did. Hope you enjoyed. There's so much going on. I mean, there's just so much going on. You know, today is Earth Day. I don't know if you knew that. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. Earth Day is cool. You know, it's good to recognize that we have to take, we have to take care of our Earth here. We have to hear what God gave us. We should, not to the detriment of humans, but we should take care of what God gave us. And I appreciate that. Actually, we should take care of any gift that God gave us. Don't you agree? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you want to get involved in the conversation at all, in the least. And I do appreciate the time you guys have spent to write me, to talk with me, just to, you know, let me know what's going on. And I do appreciate it. You know, the war on Christians, if you think about it, continues. We've seen bombings, we've seen church lit up, set on fire. And we're supposed to blow that off like it's no big deal. And what I think is really funny is as you listen to the Democrat elites talk, speak, whatever you want to say, for some odd reason they cannot spew out the word Christian. It seems to be problematic for them. Barack Obama tweeted out over the weekend, "The attack on tourists and Easter worshippers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity. On a day devoted to love, redemption, and renewal, we pray for the victims and stand with the people of Sri Lanka." Now, I wonder how many of you hypocrites on the left will send Barack Obama a nasty tweet that says, "What prayer? What's prayer going to do? We need action." Isn't that what you do every time we talk about prayer? Every time a conservative talks about prayer for a gun shooting, they'll say, well, you know, prayer won't do anything. What are you talking about prayer for? That's ridiculous. Let's see if they do it to him. They won't do it. I'm just throwing it out there. But I love this one. The attacks on tourism and the Easter worshipers. Who worships Easter? Anybody? Maybe I missed the memo. I don't know. But I don't know anybody who worships Easter. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons as a Christian I prefer to call it Resurrection Day. All right? I mean, it separates us, separates Christians from others on what's celebrated that day. Again, 855. So 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. All right. But again, I say it. Where's the outrage that he says that our prayers go out or we need to pray for? You guys on the left always have a fit when we say it, but I guess he gets a wash or a walk. And then again, could somebody please explain to me who actually worships Easter? Who worships the bunny, the chocolate eggs, and all the other fun stuff? And then Hillary Clinton and her wonderful spiritual wisdom. She comes out and says, on this holy weekend of her many faiths, actually, Hillary, it's not a holy weekend for many faiths. We must stand united against hatred and violence. I'm praying, oh, is that praying word again? For everyone affected by today's horrific attacks on Easter worshipers and travelers in Sri Lanka. Where did they get, you know what, this has got to be a common thread slash theme that was sent out for these guys to use or these people to use. Because again, nobody worships Easter. I don't know anybody who worships Easter. You know, I mean, seriously. And then horrific attacks. Oh no, that was the other one. This one here for Holy Weekend for people of many faiths. I'm not sure, but the faith portion is. I'm not talking about chasing eggs. I'm not talking about waiting for the chocolate basket. I'm talking about the actual. What the day is about, what faith actually celebrates. Now, I know there's a pagan feast for Easter. I got that. That's one faith, if you would. And then Christians slash Catholics celebrate Easter, or for Christians, it's Resurrection Day. For Catholics, it's Resurrection Day as well. It has nothing to do with a bunny. And can somebody please explain to me, how did the bunny and the egg come together? What does the egg have to do with the bunny? That's confusing, too. 855 Road. Maybe, she'd kill me. She heard that. Maybe Kimberly can help me figure all this out. Because, you know, it's quite, to a guy like me, it's very confusing for you to tell me that you only believe in real stuff. And you only believe, that, and, you know, you believe in truth. You believe in fact. And then you throw this stuff at me. I'm thoroughly confused. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line, because if you do that, then I know it's a listener and not a solicitor. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly's going to join us after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I love it when they play the theme from Congress. Joe Mazzini, your host. Joey, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Let me fix that. Texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you got to be part of the conversation. Seriously. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to be part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kind of get the week rolling, get it started, get cranking. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing? How did you celebrate Earth Day?
I had my lights on, my fan on. All day.
I have a bag of, you know, a big sack of coal that was made like 60 years ago, so it has no redeeming qualities whatsoever. So every year we just light a piece just to let it all go into the air. No, you know what's really funny is I love these Earth Day freak toys, right? And some kind of award ceremony recently where they all drove up in Priuses, was it? Do you remember? So they all drove up Priuses, and then you do a little investigation, because nobody else does, right? And you find out they showed up with their big SUVs to a parking lot, a staging area, a mile and a half away. They all got these Priuses that were, you know, given to them to show up in to make a statement. And then afterward, what do? They drive the Priuses back. They get into their big SUVs. I mean, these people just live a constant 24/7 lie, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they're complete hypocrites. Don't expect them to follow the same rules they want everyone else to follow.
No.
That would be inconvenient. Come on.
That would be the real inconvenient truth, right?
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to do more of that later on the show. We're gonna go through all those wonderful, really wonderful predictions that they made back in, what was it, the 70s? About where we would be today, which is we're not one of them came true. So I love it.
We were going to be in the ice age before, and then they decided we were going to be warm. They just make up stuff because, face it, the global warming BS is big business, and the government pays for most of it.
Yep.
Most of those scientists who keep claiming there's this, you know, they're alarmists, they wouldn't even have jobs if they didn't keep pushing the BS.
Yeah, they were.
And we pay for that.
Back in the early 70s, they said that civilization would pretty much end within 30 years.
I've been waiting for smog. I've been waiting.
Give me a hint. I mean, the population keeps growing. They talked about, I'm going to save some of this for later on, but you know, they talked about how we'd be starving. Two-thirds of the population would be starving. We have a mass obesity epidemic across the planet. What exactly is this starvation thing supposed to happen? I'm just asking.
According to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we are all going to die in 12 years, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. See, I'm with you now. If it truly is over in 12 years, what are you bothering me with all this garbage for?
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be over in 12 years, clearly there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Yeah.
Especially because it would take more than 12 years to do all the insane stuff she actually wants to do with her lunatic Green New Deal. So, you know.
Well, you heard. Yeah. You heard your pal de Blasio. You know, now he's talking about he's going to ban high rises in New York City.
Yeah. Right? In New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see who the developers give all their money to here shortly.
That's right? Okay. I heard he's thinking about running for president, too.
Oh, God bless. Please do. Right? I mean, we can have some
There's
fun.
There's 20 clowns in the clown car right now.
Oh, God. Oh, it won't end there. You know it won't end there.
No. No, some other guy from Massachusetts, Seth Moulton, just got in today, some other Democrat.
Oh, that's great. Keep them coming, people. Don't discourage them. Tell them it's their constitutional right to run for president, and they should do it. Anyway.
They should all run for president. All of them.
Did you hear the reporter that from MSNBC? I can't think of the guy's name. But anyway, he went after Mueller, at an Easter
church.
Coming out of Easter service. And I'm thinking to myself, even the dogs that we know wouldn't bother somebody at Easter service, right? But they were pumping themselves. They were doing a fist. They were excited with each other. Here, let me play this for a second. Let me see if I can do this. Come on, don't screw up, Messina.
Sir, could I ask you a couple of questions? Will you testify before Congress, sir?
No comment.
Are you sure about that?
Now he's fumbling with his keys, this poor guy, trying to get his car, trying to get away from this reporter. And then he realizes his wife's got the keys. He's kind of motioning to her, you know, come on, quick.
Yes, sir. If he were anybody but the president, would Mr. Trump be indicted, sir? Sir, why didn't you make a recommendation to Congress?
These guys are so over themselves that here's one reporter now talking over another reporter. Mueller's totally ignoring them, all right? And it's obviously that he's irritated with them even being there. And the reporters are just throwing a story like me. Hello? He's not going to answer you.
Right?
It's one way or the other, sir.
Are you going on vacation or something?
Did the Attorney General accurately characterize your positions on conspiracy and obstruction, sir?
Now,
I think it's accurate to characterize Director Mueller today as being tight-lipped in response to my questions.
No, you're an idiot. That's what it really boiled down to. You're an idiot. I wouldn't, you know, even if I wanted to answer the questions, I wouldn't answer the one because he teed me off so much. I'm at church. Leave me alone. Right?
Yeah. It's Easter, which is an extremely important day for Christians, and he's leaving church. whatever.
Well, there is a separation of church and state, so yeah, I guess he worked in state at one time, and I don't know. I'll figure it out eventually. But anyway, no, I love that stuff. I think it, and they think they're so righteous. They're so, they look so good. They were patting this reporter on the back later on. You know, MSNBC was, you know, you hit him with all the right questions. No, you didn't. You know, why don't you start off with, hey, sir, I'm sorry to bother you, but, you know, we don't get to see you that often. Would you answer a question for me? You might have got further with that than shoving that mic in the guy's face when he comes out of church and starts just pummeling him with questions. Right?
Right. besides, do you really think Mueller is going to speak to any random reporters on the street? If he was going to speak about this, I'm pretty sure he'd give a press conference or he'd be giving interviews. He did his job, handed it over to Barr, which is what he's supposed to do, and Barr took over from there.
Yep. Yeah. I
mean, that's how it works.
Well, these were the, I don't think we've talked in a bit here, but these were the same people. That, what was it, Nadler, who was trying to hide, pushing to hide the report on Billy Bob Clinton. Remember that? He didn't want Starr to release the report.
Of course not.
Of course not, right. All right, well, we have to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the, you know, these idiots who can't use the word Christian on Easter, right? You know, Oblamo.
Easter and, worshipers.
There you go. We'll be back in a minute. Joel Senior host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. The president rolling with it, giving a reporter a relaxed response to a question about impeachment. The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well. Probably the best it's ever done economically. economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please get involved in the conversation. You head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up here. I mean, at the website, that is. And seriously, really seriously, you know, you got to get involved. You got to talk to the people. You have to have a clue as to what's going on. There's no other way around it. Anyway, let me bring her in because she has more of a clue than I do. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kick the week off, get us rolling. I like to get her blood pumping because she's, you know, 3 hours ahead of us and then she can't to sleep all night.
That's not nice.
Well, you got to tease me all weekend with that food you're putting up on the on Facebook? Seriously?
Because I made real Italian. I channeled my inner Italian.
God. Somebody sent me, I haven't read the story yet, but you won't be surprised by this. During the break, somebody sent me a story and says, hey, Joe, Los Angeles County lost over 13,000 residents. The fourth biggest drop among the large U.S. Counties, including Illinois' Cook County, New York, King County, and Queen Counties. They lost a boatload of people. Who are they all? I'm just trying to figure. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but who do you think is running these cities?
I'm going to take a guess. I'm just guessing. It's a wild guess. Democrats.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. She gets a free popcorn, you know, any coupon. All right. So I love when you guys send me that stuff because I get the biggest kick out of it. We keep talking about how they're leaving and people don't want to hear it. And maybe they're not leaving. Maybe they're actually the homeless people that are going down to Orange County and San Diego. I don't know. But, you know, all the major cities run by Democrats are having, and they'll call it white flight. They'll say that, you know, we can't handle it. It's just whatever to try to make themselves sleep better at night.
People can't afford to live there anymore.
Yeah. That's, well, and the taxes, they think it's everything else but the taxes are killing us. We have,
oh God, yeah, that
too. Mileage tax, we have a professional tax. They look at them all. A water tax. They're looking at them all.
Did they actually put that mileage tax into law?
Oh, they're working on it. It's on the list. And there's nobody.
I know. I heard about it, but
nobody stop them.
Oh.
We have, listen, in California, I don't know what it's like in New Hampshire, but in California, we have a two-thirds, the legislature requires two-thirds to pass a tax. They own the legislature. They could pass anything they want to. If every Republican said nay every single time, they still could pass anything they wanted to. It's really scary.
Yep.
You know?
That's how it is in New Hampshire right now, but they don't have a supermajority, so they can't, you know, they're not veto-proof. But thank God we have a Republican governor, honestly. As much as I sometimes have issues with him, if we didn't have him this state, I would have already moved. I would have moved.
And it's not getting, and it's not getting better.
No, and the governor's going to have a lot of vetoing to do. And let's just hope he does it. But, yeah, if this state slips again, like, and Democrats continue to have power and the governor ends up being a Democrat, yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, well, you're screwed.
I'm not dealing with it.
No, you're screwed. It's
across the country. It's across the country that Democrats are passing all kinds of really bad legislation that comes from an organization called State Innovation something or other project, I think, or State Innovation Exchange. It used to be Progressive State Network, and they changed their name. So all these legislators, because I'm watching legislation from across the country, it's all the same. It's being pushed from this extreme left-wing organization that's, yes, of course, partially funded by George Soros and Open Society Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. But they're all passing this insane legislation. No, not to mention all the gun control by Giffords and Bloomberg. There's a new gun control organization that's Gun Owners for Safety. That's a Giffords gun control organization. I mean, these people just have unlimited cash. And so they just keep shoving stuff down the throats of citizens all across the country. And people need to pay attention and vote the people who are voting this stuff and pushing this stuff in out of office.
No, they just have way too much power and way too much time in government. That's really the biggest problem with those people. Really sick, a bunch of sick, at least that's my take, bunch of sick individuals. All right, let's have some fun. All right. The New York Times, Maggie Haberman, she's suggesting that the White House played pro-Nazi anthem Edelweiss, right?
Oh, my God.
So, well, this is where she, this is proof that we have, a white power, white supremacist White House in there. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, the Marine Corps band was playing Edelweiss at the White House. And this made her crazy. She tweets out, does anyone at the White House understand the significance of that song? It's like,
yeah.
Break.
Go
ahead.
They're crazy. They're all literally crazy. And when they say, and it's really true, and I'm sure a lot of people have finally realized it over the past 10 years, liberalism really is a mental disorder. And it's not even, they're not even liberals anymore. They're leftists.
Yeah.
I don't know that any liberals exist. And if they do, they've been evacuated from the party or kicked out. Actual liberals.
Yeah, but how do these people retain their jobs? This isn't a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This is something she has going through her head all the time. This is something she actually believes. It just doesn't bubble up once in a while, right?
No, she says all kinds of dumb stuff a lot often. They all do. I mean, people like Brian Stetler, still, I think that's his name on CNN. He looks like George Costanza. He still has his job. You should see the stuff he says. I don't watch any of these shows because obviously I don't watch TV, but I watch all on social media and I'll watch clips sometimes of what these people say or do, and I'll watch their tweets, and I'm like, you're supposed to be a journalist, quote unquote, and you're saying the stuff that you're saying, and you believe it to be true? Like, this is why people have lost so much trust in the media, because of people like these people we're talking about.
Yeah. And it's really funny. What's great is that they think that just because something you know, that you did 200 years ago, which was, you know, good, bad, or different, was acceptable, was something that was for the, do we punish everybody? Should we go through not just our founding fathers? How about we go through every one of our governors, right? Can we tear down all the statues of LBJ? Because he used the N-word several times. We have it on tape in the White House. That's a racist term.
So we're supposed to learn from history so we don't repeat it. By destroying history, you're not going to learn from it, and future generations won't even know that that part of history even existed. You cannot whitewash history, and you cannot remove remnants of history because you want people to remember it, and you want people to not repeat the bad parts of history.
Yeah.
But you know, these people don't grasp that.
And if anybody's seen that movie, which, because of my daughter, I think I've seen that movie 117,000 times. But if anybody's watched that movie, that song is like a goodbye song, right? I mean, it's a song. They're leaving. They're having to flee their country because of the Germans. Not because they loved the Germans. Not like they were running into the arms of Hitler to help him out, right? And I just read a little while ago that an Edelweiss is in Austria's national flower, right? And so this person is just so ignorant. And this is what happens on the left. They throw this crap out there. They have no knowledge of it. They gin everything up to the point where it won't matter. You can't reverse this now. It's moving forward too fast, right?
Yeah, it's the mob mentality.
Yeah.
The left moves with mob rule. It doesn't matter how untrue something is.
No.
It doesn't matter how much you point out and provide them with actual facts. Once that mob mentality takes over, it's done. They just keep going with it. You've seen it. How many times have the listeners seen it, heard it, over the past, again, 10 years especially, with this mob mentality of believing something, even though it's completely untrue, that people just keep going for it, going with it.
Well, you hear that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. More with Kimberly right after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate so much the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation as a whole. And I want you part of the conversation as a whole. You got to be invested. You got to be engaged. You got to be on top of this. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring in Kimberly Moran. I think she loves. If she doesn't, too bad. She's on anyway. I was going to say, she loves kicking off the week with me because I know I can get her all. You know, the one thing I know about you on Mondays is, you know, I can see you sitting there trying to relax, trying to calm down. Then by the time we get off the show, you're bouncing off the walls, right?
Yeah, but I just take NyQuil. Take NyQuil to go to sleep. No, I've been bouncing up. I've been hepped up all day because of Gene Shaheen pushing for Granite Staters to be have their vote suppressed. So I've been hepped up all day, and yeah, this doesn't help today, right, especially.
So explain to people who Jean Shaheen is and what you mean. What do you mean she's trying to suppress voters? I mean, I can't imagine a Democrat wanting to suppress voters.
So Jean Shaheen is the useless senator from New Hampshire, one of them.
Okay.
She's a D.C. swamp creature now. That's what she's become. In New Hampshire, we used to allow out-of-staters to vote in our elections. In other words, you didn't have to be a permanent actual resident here to vote in our elections. You could be a campaign worker temporarily here. You could be a college student who has a home state but comes to college here and lives here for a few months out of the year. We changed that law, and the governor signed it into law. And now she's trying to say it's voter suppression against students. It can't be required to have an ID. I mean, we used to let them just sign an affidavit and not even take their picture.
But they need an ID to go to college, don't they?
Okay, we all know this, right? But listen, so we got a law into place, but now Shaheen is calling for all the clowns in the presidential Democrat primary to attack New Hampshire to stop this voter suppression bill that she's lying about. Because the reality is, the only people whose votes are being suppressed are actual Granite Staters. In our state, if you move here, in order to be considered a permanent resident, you have to switch over your vehicle registration in 60 days, switch over your license or ID in 60 days, and then you can register to vote. You have to be signed, they can call you for jury duty. Right now, what we have is two classes of voters. You have these people whose home state is a different state, and thousands of them voted in 2016 using Massachusetts IDs and out-of-state IDs that never became permanent residents of the state. And you have regular voters like me, who was a permanent resident of the state. I switched, I followed all the rules. These people don't have to follow the rules, nor do they have to serve jury duty. So we tried to fix that with this legislation, and it goes into effect July 2019, and she's trying to stop it. I mean, even Eric Holder tweeted about it, the guy who didn't prosecute actual voter suppression from the new Black Panther Party that happened in the Democrat primary in 2008.
So wait a minute.
She's attacking her own constituents, the people she's supposed to actually represent. She wants out-of-staters to suppress our votes.
Well, maybe she's afraid she can't win without those,
Well, that's probably the key. In 2016, Trump only lost by a couple thousand votes to Hillary. Kelly Ayotte only lost by a little over 1,000 to Maggie Hassan, who's the other useless New Hampshire Democrat senator. And there were thousands of people who voted from out-of-state.
The one thing I always say,
you don't do the math.
Nobody can ever confuse where you actually stand on an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I tell it like it is. That's why people like me, and that's why some people hate me.
Yeah, well, it does. It makes people crazy when you're just laying it out in plain, raw, simple truth, whether they like it or not, or whether they believe it to be truth or not. It's there, and it's very hard to push against. I'm trying to help some candidates in my area get elected coming back around the next time, and I keep telling them the same thing. Stop listening to the old-timers who tell you to squelch your conversation. People need to know where you stand. They need to know what you stand for and what you're willing to fight for. Otherwise,
yep,
you're no different than, you're just another politician, period. End of discussion.
If you look at the politicians, that's one of the reasons Trump got elected, because he told it like it was, and he fought back. That was huge. That is a huge thing that people don't pay attention to, because too many Republicans are spineless. They let the Democrats lie, say whatever they want, attack them, and they never punch back. They are like, they get beat up by the bullies, and they never fight back. And that's what people were sick of, and that's why they liked Trump. That's one of the reasons he was elected. And that's what people should do. I mean, believe me, I'm not suggesting tweet like Trump or say some of the things Trump says.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that.
What's your problem with that? I don't understand.
But my point is, if you show people you're a fighter, if you show people you're not going to put up with the BS and the lies that the Democrats are shoving at you, then you're way better off. And if you tell them, you give them an actual platform of the policies you believe in and you're going to run on, you should do good. Because that's what people want. Democrats have absolutely nothing, nothing, zero, zip, nada to offer voters.
Well, you know, I agree. But really, seriously, in New Hampshire, what is the difference? What is the real difference between Democrats and Republicans? I mean, seriously.
We have some very... Oh, no. The Democrats in New Hampshire have gone to the extreme far left just like everywhere else, too.
Okay. All right.
We used to have more... There are some moderate Democrats who I don't agree with on everything, but they're, number one, they're genuine people. They're good. They'll listen to voters, and they don't always vote bad. Like, they don't just vote how their party tells them to. Because believe me, the Speaker of the House, before he was the Speaker of the House, you could see him in the House of Representatives. If he wanted Democrats to vote a certain way, he put his thumb up, literally. There's pictures of it. And if you were supposed to vote a different way, thumbs down. And you would get excoriated by the party if you did not vote how you were told by the party bosses. It's not about constituents. And that's what people need to understand about Democrats. Some Republicans, it might be that same way, but in New Hampshire, we have some Republicans that are bad. They're too far to the left. And then we have some that are really, really super awesome and good. And those are the people we need more of, and to basically take over, because they will keep the state live free.
All right, so you've been writing about politics for a long time now. I've been at it for a long time now. Before I had to use Grecian Formula 45 or whatever it is. And when you look at this... I really believe this, and people are going to say it's just because you're a Republican. In the legislative houses, the Dems are true bullies. They truly bully their people into voting a certain way. The Republicans don't operate. Now, they're not saints, but they don't operate in that same way. You'll get punished down the road, but there's no beating on you right then and there or else. You know what I'm saying?
No, and that's exactly how it works in New Hampshire. And yeah, we have, like I said, there's a House Republican Alliance. There's another another caucus. I forget what it's called. But there's different types of Republicans in the House, but they don't beat on each other or bully people into voting how the part, you know, across party line. They actually have discussions and either try to fix bills or they won't vote for it. But the Democrats, if you don't vote how they want, you're in trouble.
You know, you're right.
That's how it works.
You're exactly right. I have friends in the legislature. I've had to deal with some of those people because some of my friends, because I'm on a school board here. So it's not like you can ignore them.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yes, you're exactly right. But it's actually kind of twofold, because we're on five stations in California. And there's some things they just don't want me talking about that they know I know about. So I got a little bit of push in wanting to get certain things done. But anyway, tell people where to find you, where they can find your writings and such.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and you can find me on Twitter at conservativeInd.
I love Granite Rock because I know there's so many people have no clue what that means at all. And I just find that so enjoyable. Anyhow, last but not least, when Mueller, whatever he's going by this week, when he goes in to testify in front of Congress, I don't want to say testify, but testify in front of Congress. Who goes to jail after that? Come on, just real quick.
It's got to be people from the Obama administration.
I agree with you.
This all happened under their watch. All of it.
Yeah. The hiding, the using the fake FISA.
Russian collusion.
I really
all of this happened under the Obama administration.
If I was Barr, I'd sit there and go, listen, in the interest of total and complete transparency and justice, I'm going to open up these six investigations.
I want it to happen.
All right. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You know, Evan Sayet's going to join me, and he's got a new book out called Apocalypse Now. All the things that Dems told you were going to happen that never happened. You're listening to The Real Side.